Construction continues at the site of the new NEA Baptist Hospital on Highway 49 in Jonesboro. The $400 million project is expected to be open next year. It'll be six stories and will have 181 patient beds. Administrator Paul Betts tells what makes this hospital unique from other hospitals.
One that I think of is our strategic alignment with the NEA Baptist Clinic will help us provide a very integrated model of healthcare for this community and this region. And what I mean by that is that people will be able to come to the campus and they will be able to see their physician, and through our integrated buildings, be able to seamlessly move between the hospital and the clinic building without ever knowing any difference, as well as having their medical record information available to all clinicians on the campus whenever they need it, wherever they need it, regardless of whether they're in their physician's offices or in the hospital space.
And Bed says the hospital is designed to be like the Mayo Clinic in the way it's laid out, with a clinic and hospital all in one. He tells what the advantages are for doing this.
It's the ability for physicians and hospitals to work closely together to meet the needs of our patients. And I think the new campus is the bricks and mortar aspect of providing that level of care. We are a team and we work together to support our patients and fulfill our mission of healing, preaching, and teaching. The construction of this new campus and the seamlessness in which patients will be able to move throughout the campus is really that integrated model that Mayo provides as well.
And Betts tells what the 80-acre campus will have on it.
The campus will have a 550,000 square foot hospital on it. Day one, it will have 181 beds with expansion capabilities inside it. And integrated alongside it is a 220,000 square foot multi-specialty physician practice clinic building there. Now, the other exciting thing that is going to be on the campus, but it's a separate building, is our comprehensive cancer center as well. That will provide radiation therapy services and chemotherapy infusion services.
And we will focus on the cancer center tomorrow. Bed says the new hospital will also have the latest in technology advances.
There are things that we're going to do on this new campus, such as hybrid operating rooms. Hybrid operating rooms are, I guess the best way to describe them, are having cath lab imaging capability inside an operating room. This will mobilize teams of anesthesia providers, vascular surgeons, cardiovascular surgeons, and all other kinds of surgeons that are necessary for a particular case to come and take care of a patient in those settings with the highest level of imaging technology available. This is being done in some major facilities in Memphis and in Nashville. I know that they have this capability, and now Jonesboro is going to have it. The other thing that we're excited about is our imaging capability. We're going to have 3.0 Tesla magnets out there for our MRI suites. We're going to have 256 slice flash CT scanners that will be able to scan patients from their head to their toes in 6 seconds. We will have a comprehensive women's center that will allow women to come into a comfortable setting to provide them with diagnostic capabilities for those that may be facing the possibility of having breast cancer.
And Betts tells how the new NEA Baptist will impact the region.
We've already begun to see an impact of that. The site currently has 150 employees working on it, which is a tremendous investment in the community. Some of these employees that are working here have relocated their families and are part of our churches and part of our schools, and so they go out to dinner and make their investment here locally by purchasing things. So we anticipate the site to employ 700 employees by this time next year, just to build the hospital. And then the other side of this is that we will be making a significant investment in expanding our workforces too. So not only is there an investment during the construction phase, but long term there will be a significant investment here. You know, I think about a couple of things and examples that are occurring right now. All of the concrete that we're providing out there is done by Razorback Concrete. They're doing a great job for us, so that's good for this economy. Allen Engineering is providing all the concrete finishing equipment that's out on the site. So these are all local companies that are part of this investment that will benefit the community for decades to come.
And Bett says a need for more room is why they're building the new hospital. Bett says NEA Baptist would have ended up spending many millions of dollars in updating their current building to bring it to code when it was more cost-effective just to build a new building. Once NEA Baptist takes over the new building, the current location will become a nursing home and assisted living center. Betts tells why they decided to build the new hospital on Highway 49.
We think it's a corridor that will continue to thrive for decades to come. And we've already begun to see lots of commercialization of that area up there, and that's exciting. It's encouraging. Affirming that we feel like we've made the right decision and the right direction. So I think it's good for Jonesboro.
The new hospital has a lot of people excited, but it also drew a lot of concerns from people who live near the construction site. Traffic and noise issues were the main concerns. Ed says he's been working with city and state officials on what to do with the heavy traffic on the highway.
Mayor Perrin and the city have been a tremendous help in our efforts with the state to try and address what we anticipate being a significant increase in traffic out on East Johnson. Our traffic studies show that there will be an increase when we open. And our efforts with the highway department at this point in time are to put in a traffic light. There are three different entrances to the campus, and at this point in time we have approval to move forward with a traffic light at the central entrance there at the time of completion of the campus. There will also be extra lanes added there for egress and slow down lanes and those kinds of things to try and provide the safest environment and the easiest access to the campus.
And noise from the construction the site was also a major concern. While no one wanted to be on tape, I talked with several people who live around the hospital. They all said they were initially concerned about how much noise they would hear from the construction site. Ed says the hospital has been working to address those concerns.
We feel that we're already working to be a good neighbor with our new neighbors out north. We have responded to some concerns that we had for noise on the construction site, and we feel like we've addressed those. And we've even had a meeting or two with some of the local organizations out there and talked about some plans for the future that they might be able to help us with and ways that we can help them. And so we're kind of excited to see how all that works out.
And NEA Baptist's current location's a lot smaller than the newer campus the hospital will move into next year. Betts addresses one concern that the small town feel of the current hospital will be lost when they move to the new building.
I know that we've had the times when we've gone out and we've spoken publicly about this at the different civic clubs and given updates about where we're at. This is a question that comes up from time to time, and we are concerned about it. We consider it a strategic advantage at this point that we are smaller and easier to navigate, but we think that we have some solutions for that on our new campus, and we think that we'll be able to provide a convenient way to access the facility there as well.
And Betts would not say what those solutions are, but says more information will be released to the public as the grand opening gets closer next year. NEA Baptist will open by next June.